County Council meeting, 7 o'clock, 2013. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Bullock.
Here.
Mr. Cartier.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Retta.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street. Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Weiner.
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have approval minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of October 22nd, 2013?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements this evening from council? Councilmember Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, members of council. After the meeting in the finance committee today, I will be tabling the resolution 13-244, which consents to MetLife as a deferred compensation administrator, plan administrator for Newcastle County, and I will be having a meeting in the near future with the deputy CAO, other members of the administration, along with our economic development person, Marcus Henry, to get some greater detail on this very important change in management of our 457 or deferred compensation plan.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. At the appropriate time, I will also be tabling substitute number 2 to ordinance 13-81 tonight. Any other announcements from council members? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 13082 to abate penalty on 14 Long Meadow, tax parcel number 18023-00076. Ordinance 13083, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, revised public safety staffing, add 5 police officer positions to be partially funded through the 2013 community-oriented policing services COPS hiring program. Ordinance 13084, amend the grants budget to appropriate $500,000 in actual, $177,280 in anticipated, $322,720 program income to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program 2 grant to address housing foreclosures in Newcastle County. Ordinance 13085, amend the grants budget carry forward federal funding of $1,007,742.92 from the FY 2013 Community Development Block Grant to the FY 2014 Community Development Block Grant and deauthorize $124,119.90 in anticipated program income in the FY 2013 Community Development Block Grant administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 13086, amend the grants budget to appropriate $200,000 to the Property Maintenance Revolving Fund. Ordinance 13087, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service professional employees and classified service managers and administrators represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, affiliate local 3109. Ordinance 13088 to abate tax penalty on 33 Lynn Drive, tax parcel number 18003-0076. Ordinance 13089 to place a moratorium on land use applications incorporating workforce housing incentives delineated in Article 7, transfer of development rights and other incentives and bonuses of Chapter 40 of the Newcastle County Code, also known as the Unified Development Code, UDC.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll now have reports from our select and special committees. We'll start first from the Finance Committee. Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today at the Administrative/Finance Committee meeting, which met at 1:30, we had a pretty good-sized agenda. First, we had a resolution on bond refinancing for the Five Points Fire Company. We have a resolution on a double payment of property taxes. It's a matter, of course, we often refund taxes paid in error. We have another resolution to replace a grinder pump cartridge at the Airport Road Sewer Pump Station. We had a resolution on software purchase for the Office of Technology for a virtual desktop infrastructure application. We had the resolution on the MetLife being conferred as the deferred compensation or 457 plan administrator. Then we had the streetlight, traditional streetlights for St. Andrews Edition subdivision with the appropriate light tax to fund the streetlights in that subdivision. On the other part of the agenda, we our report on county investments will be delayed to the next finance committee chaired by Councilman Smiley. There was nothing for revenue roundtable, and then we heard and approved four council grants and concluded the meeting and adjourned.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Public Safety. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. We held our Public Safety Committee meeting this afternoon on the 8th floor with 12 out of 13 council in attendance. Two ordinances. One was to amend the 2014 approved operating budget. Colonel Setting presented the 2013 community-oriented policing services COPS hiring program, in which our county police have obtained a $625,000 grant for the addition of five police officers through the COPS program. We had a presentation by our emergency preparedness manager, Dave Carpenter, to amend the Newcastle County multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation plan. Chief Sutton, Bob Sutton, from the Five Points Fire Department, representing the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association, gave us an update on their continued interest and initiative for residential sprinkler legislation. And we had Director Uselton and staff in from the Delaware Animal Control to give us an update on statistics and the state of their particular services to Newcastle County. We did receive some good public comment and input under that particular part of the that presentation. And, you know, so it was a good afternoon all in all.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Land use.
Thank you, PB.
Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, PB. Well, we also had a good afternoon last Tuesday up in the council conference room. We had the Land Use Committee meeting. We heard a subdivision renaming by Councilwoman Diller, and we reviewed a street renaming by Co-Chair Retta.
Thank you, Councilmember Tackett. Special Services, Councilmember Sheldon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, we had an extensive meeting also on November 5th at 1:30. There was a PowerPoint presentation by the General Manager, Wayne Merritt, on two things. One of them was the distinction between capital and recovery freeze and how each district is separated. Also, there was a discussion about tax ditches, watersheds, and a special on a public hearing about the statue outside.
Thank you, Councilmember Sheldon. The executive today, we had a very brief meeting. We talked briefly on R13-245, authorization of the county executive to sign the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, ASME Local 3109 collective bargaining agreement. We heard from the administration, and we will vote on it tonight. It was a very brief meeting, and we dismissed for dinner. Thank you, committee chairs, for sharing with the public from our committee meetings and deliberations. Moving on now to consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and published in the newspaper and available in the back of this room. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 13, 234, recognizing November as Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month in Newcastle County. Resolution 13235, congratulating Elizabeth Nolan on receiving the 2013 Special Olympics Athlete of the Year. Resolution 13236, congratulating John Iwasek on being named the 2013 Paul Wilkinson Lifetime Achievement Award recipient. Resolution 13237, recognizing November as Adoption Awareness Month.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll now have presentations.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to proceed out of order from the regular course of business.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. I move that item J, resolution 13-247, be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 13-247, honoring the life and legacy of Leslie Mathis Heisler.
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I can proceed now or wait until we move to G presentations, but I believe that Councilman Bell also would like to move three item J resolutions at this time.
That is correct, Mr. President, if I may.
By title only?
By title only.
Yes.
Yes. You can move now, Mr. Weiner.
Thank you.
Yes.
At this time, I would like to call Jerome. Jerome S. No. Mr. President, just I think out of order that he should, before my presentation, that Councilman Bell should move for his three item J resolutions to be announced at this time, and then I'll make a presentation.
All right.
We have to vote on yours first, Mr. Weiner, and then we'll vote on Mr. Bell. You have three?
Two.
Two. Okay. Yep. We'll vote on Mr. Weiner's presentation first.
Thank you. May I ask the clerk of council to read it into the record?
I did.
Please.
She already did.
She already did?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Then, that being the case, I would like to call Jerome S. Heisler.
We have to vote.
I call for the vote.
Yeah.
Call
for Thank the you. Vote. Thank you, Mr. Meyer. We're gonna take care of you tonight.
Right.
Council, do you have any comments or questions?
He had too many surgeries.
On his foot.
It was his foot, wasn't it?
All those in favor moving forward?
Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Seeing none.
Call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you.
Thank you,
13247 is approved. Mr. Weiner?
Thank you. Now, with that unanimous vote, I would like to call Jerome S. Heisler, Sr. forward to make a presentation.
Before Mr. Heisler, hold on, Mr. Weiner.
Point of order, Mr. President.
Before,
Mr. Bell.
We need to go to Mr. Bell, then we'll be ready.
Yeah.
We're going to take care of you, Mr.
Still
Weiner.
Out of order, we need to do these, then return to the regular order.
We will.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
Move that resolution number 13-248 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 13-248, congratulating the Newcastle County Police Department NCCPD Mounted Patrol Unit for competing in the North American Police Equestrian Competition NAPEC.
Mr. Bell?
As per title, Mr. President.
Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, floor is now closed. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R13-250.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that resolution number 13-250 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Resolution 13250, congratulating and commending Robert J. Coyle, Jr., Telecommunications Training Officer Coordinator for 31 years of dedicated service to Newcastle County.
Council, any comments or questions? Mr. Bell, I'm sorry.
As per title, Mr. President.
Thank you. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R13-250 is approved. Mr. Smiley?
Motion to return to regular order of business.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Councilmember Weiner.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Smiley. And that's consistent with what I now understand to be the procedure. The presentations are after we resume regular order of business.
Correct.
And with that in mind, and with some trepidation, I am now going to once more try to call Jerome S. Heisler Sr. to the front of the room.
I think he left now. Right.
He's been up.
Welcome. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Thank you so much. Mr. Bell, are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. If we could have Mary Ann Nolan, which is also the mother to Elizabeth Nolan. And Elizabeth, if you would also come forward. We'd also like to have Richard Perillo, Mark Wise, and Grunert, and Karen Mesner, Sergeant Mesner from our County Police Department, and also Councilman Weiner and President Bullock. Councilman Weiner will be joining us because Elizabeth Nolan resides in his district.
Special Olympics Athlete of the Year. Whereas Elizabeth Nolan has been honored as the 2013 Special Olympics Athlete of the Year, Elizabeth was formally presented her Athlete of the Year Award at the Special Olympics Night of Heroes event on October 10, 2013. Whereas this award showcases Elizabeth's athletic skills contribution to the organization and to her community, while also promoting her personal growth. Elizabeth has continued to exhibit her commitment to the Special Olympics organization through her participation with sports, leadership, and fundraising activities. She has attended every empowerment conference and participates in most Special Olympics fundraisers, especially the Polar Bear Plunge. And whereas through the years, Elizabeth has participated in the following sports: volleyball, bowling, tennis, golf, basketball, cycling, and long distance running. Elizabeth is a founding member of Maggie's Waggies, a nonprofit dog biscuit company that employs only people with cognitive disabilities. She is on the board of the Down Syndrome Association, volunteers for the Hagley Museum in Wilmington, and active with the Best Buddies, an organization dedicated to enhancing the lives of people with both intellectual and developmental disabilities. And whereas Elizabeth enjoys participating in the Joyful Noise Choir and the Delaware Theater Company's Totally Awesome Players, where she has acted in 8 different plays, she is truly a self-advocate and devotes all her time and energy to her causes. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County that County Council hereby congratulates Elizabeth Nolan for receiving the 2013 Special Olympics Athlete of the Year Award. Furthermore, Newcastle County would like to sincerely thank Elizabeth for her continued commitment and contributions to the Special Olympics organization. Newcastle County Council congratulating and commending Robert J. Coyle, Jr., Telecommunications Training Officer Coordinator, for 31 years of dedicated service to Newcastle County. Whereas Robert J. Coyle, Jr., Telecommunications Training Officer Coordinator, elected to retire on October 1st, 2013, after 31 years of service. And whereas Robert began his career on July 12, 1982, he worked his way through the ranks within the 911 center, beginning as an emergency call operator. Robert was promoted to various positions, which included police communications dispatcher, one of the first civilian police communication supervisors, and ultimately the pinnacle position of telecommunications training officer coordinator on May 17, 2010. In his latest position, he also occasionally served as acting assistant chief when needed. Whereas Robert possesses many certifications, most notably being a member of the Boy Scouts of America for many years and receiving the coveted Jefferson Award. He is a certified hostage negotiator, Association of Public Safety Communications Officer, APCO Telecommunications Instructor, Domestic Violence Training and Law Enforcement Response Team Member, and Incident Response and Terrorist Bombings Team Member, to name a few. Throughout his illustrious career, Robert accumulated many letters of commendation and recognition for distinguished service, culminating a multifaceted career to Newcastle County, rivaled by few. And whereas Robert resides in North Wilmington with his wife Wendy and three children, Ashley, Robbie Jr., and Matthew, now therefore be it resolved by and for County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby recognizes Robert J. Coyle on his retirement and thanks him for 31 years of outstanding service to the citizens of Newcastle County. We also wish him much success in his future endeavors.
It's been my honor and been my pleasure to serve the department, police department for so many years. I've seen so many of them come up through the ranks. Actually, saw a few of them in the academy. They're actually now one of the department. So, yeah, so I've had a lot of great times, great memories, and it will be thanks again, Chief. Newcastle County Council congratulating the Newcastle County Mounted Police Department, Newcastle County Police Department's Mounted Patrol Unit for competing in the North American Police Equestrian Competition. Whereas the Newcastle County Police Department Mounted Police Unit competed in the 30th Annual North American Police Equestrian Competition, otherwise known as NAPAC, during the week of October 10th through the 15th in Richmond, Virginia, and earned honors and partner in two out of the three categories. The team was comprised of Senior Sergeant Mary Vine and her partner Cisco, Senior Corporal Rosemary Williams and her partner Darby, Senior Corporal William Brown and his partner Elvis, Corporal Jose Barrega and his partner Buddy, Officer First Class Eric Selhoff and his partner Mick, and Officer First Class Gregory Bruno and his partner Roy. And whereas even though it rained every single day, the Newcastle County Police Department Mounted Patrol Unit earned a second place plaque and ribbon for the uniform competition and earned a 10th place ribbon for the equestrian portion of the competition. And whereas this event provides mounted police from all over the United States of America and Canada with the opportunity to showcase their horsemanship and the relationship they have developed and their equestrian partners by competing in the equestrian inspection and much talked about obstacle course. And whereas two of the competition horses were the newest members of the herd, Royal and Buddy, who proved to be wonderful assets to the team and to the department. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby congratulates Senior Sergeant Mary Vine and her partner Cisco, Senior Corporal Rosemarie Williams and her partner Darby, Senior Corporal William Brown and his partner Elvis, Corporal Jose Borrega and his partner Buddy, Officer First Class Eric Sohaus and his partner Mick, and Officer First Class Gregory Bruno and his partner Royal, for their hard work, commitment, and competitive spirit at the annual North American Police Equestrian Competition.
Let's give all our honorees another big hand, please. Thank you. We shall proceed now with the agenda. Item H, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. R13-238. Mr. Retta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have resolution 13-238 placed for council's consideration and adoption.
Resolution 13238, resolution approving the issuance of certain bonds or notes by the Five Points Fire Company No. 1, Incorporated.
Mr. Ratter.
Thank you. What this is it's a refinancing. There's no cost to the county whatsoever. They assume all responsibility. They had some improvements on their firehouse, and they want to refi so they can get a lower interest rate.
Thank you, Councilmember Ratter. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Any comments from the floor? Seeing none, the floor is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R13-238 is approved. R13-239, Mr. Cartier.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'd like resolution 13-239 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 13239, approving the refund of taxes paid in error.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is a repayment of a refund of taxes paid in error. It's a double payment of property taxes in the amount of $23,121.94. Was thoroughly vetted in our finance committee meeting, and it stands before council for its for a vote now.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Public, do you have any comment? Seeing none, the floor is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R13-239 is approved. R13-240. Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that R13-240 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 13240 to rename the non-residential subdivision recorded as Morgan Crossing Apartments to Cooper's Place.
Ms. Diller?
Per title.
Council, questions, comments? Public comment? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, roll call bills 11, yes, 2 absent.
R13-240 is approved. R13-241, Mr. Retta?
Thank you. I'd like to have R13-241 placed for council consideration and adoption.
Resolution 13241 to rename the segment between Hadco Road and North DuPont Road of the street recorded as South DuPont Road and the segment between Hadco Road and North DuPont Road of the street recorded as North DuPont Road to Old DuPont Road, located in Newcastle County, Delaware.
Mr. Retta?
Thank you. What this is a portion of South DuPont Road from Lancaster Avenue on down into Ellesmere area, and there's a section down there that goes, that was named Hadco Road a few years ago and is being renamed as it was prior to that to Old DuPont Road, and it goes from Ellesmere on through into the county, half of it. It's like divided, and that's basically it.
Thank you, Mr. Retta. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R13-241 is approved. R13-242, Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Like Resolution 13-242, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 13-242, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to JWC Environmental for Communitor replacement cartridge at Airport Road Pump Station for the Department of Special Services, totaling $43,797.58.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, this is actually a purchase order for a portion of a grinder pump that's used at this location of the Airport Road pump station, because we're emptying a septic system into this and then into the sewer. So, you know, in the course of, you know, operation, these things need periodic replacement, and that's what this resolution and purchase order is substantially, you know, concerned with.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Any comments or questions from council? Seeing none, public comment? Seeing none, the floor is closed. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R13-242 is approved. R13-243, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like Resolution 13-243, read by title only, placed before council for its consideration this evening.
Resolution 13-243, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for BTS, Inc. for Source One Archiving for VDI Virtual Desktop Infrastructure Project for the Office of Technology, totaling $54,011.50.
Mr. Cartier.
There's a lot of complicated words in this resolution, but essentially what we're doing here, if we pass this, it's a software purchase for the Office of Technology for virtual desktop software infrastructure to begin that process to adopt that system in the air for archiving purposes.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Public, any comment or question? Seeing none, floor is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner. Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, one absent.
R13-243 is approved. R13-244, Mr. Cartier.
Yes, I'd like resolution 13-244 read by title only and placed before council.
Resolution 13244, consenting to the appointment of MetLife as an approved administrator of the Deferred Compensation Program pursuant to Newcastle County Code, Section 26.03.206.
Mr. Cartier.
Motion to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Ayes have it. R13-245, I move that resolution 13-245 be read by title only. Place before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Second. Resolution 13245, authorizing the county executive to sign the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, affiliate Local 3109, collective bargaining agreement.
Per title. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, the floor is closed. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, one absent.
R13-245 is approved. R13-246, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that resolution number 13-246 be read by title only, placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 13-246, amend the Newcastle County Multi-Jurisdictional All-Hazard Mitigation Plan.
Mr. Bell.
As per title, Mr. President.
Council, comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none. Floor is closed. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, one absent.
R13-246 is approved. I want to move on now to ordinances, beginning with ordinance 13-080. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 13-080 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 13-080 to provide for the installation of traditional street lights in the St. Andrews Addition subdivision located in Pennicator 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of street lights.
Mr. Bell.
As per title, Mr. President.
Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, the floor is closed. Madam Clerk. Please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, one absent.
Ordinance 13-080 is approved. Substitute number 2 to ordinance 13-081. I move that the substitute number 2 to ordinance 13-081 be read by title only and tabled.
Second. Substitute number 2 to ordinance 13-081 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration Article 2 County Council regarding legislative agents.
Council, you have any comments or questions?
Nothing.
It's already tabled. We don't need to discuss it any further. Thank you.
Don't we have to vote on the table?
We're still going to vote on it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Doesn't that require a roll call?
No. Not a table doesn't recall a roll call. Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
Thank you.
Any honorary resolutions tonight? Item J.
We did them.
We've done that already. Just want to make sure. Emergency ordinances. Any public comment tonight? Anyone wish to address the council, please come.
I'll tell them.
please state your name for the record.
Hi, my name is Mike Matthews.
Mike, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Again, I'm Mike Matthews. I'm president-elect of the Delaware Chapter of Americans for Democratic Action. We're a nonpartisan community advocacy group dedicated to social and economic justice. I'm here to speak on behalf of our organization in urging the council to ban the box. What is the box? Well, the county asks all applicants to county jobs on the initial applications whether or not they've been convicted of a felony. I've spoken with employers across the county who've reported to me in all honesty that they have withheld considering employment for those individuals who've admitted on an application that they have a prior felony record. Without even looking further or interviewing a potentially valuable candidate, they're done. Delaware ADA would like to see the county ban this practice for all non-uniformed employee applicants. We'd like an equal opportunity for all to compete. Deferring consideration of criminal history until a conditional offer of employment helps job applicants have a better chance of being evaluated based on their qualifications for the job. It's a fact. Most past convictions are not directly related to jobs sought. An employer is more likely to objectively assess the relevance of an applicant's conviction if it becomes known when the employer is already knowledgeable about the applicant's qualifications and experience. Employees with past convictions are, in fact, often exceptionally hardworking as they are determined to keep their employment. We have a problem in this state with recidivism. Delawareans released from prison in 2009, by the end of 3 years, 76% of offenders had been rearrested for serious offense. Here's another fact. Employment is an effective tool in helping reduce recidivism. By allowing qualified people with criminal history records to compete more fairly for employment, Ban the Box helps decrease recidivism. This helps improve public safety and can reduce spending on corrections. In addition to 10 states, 50 jurisdictions have already banned the box, including Wilmington, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Newark, New Jersey. Delaware ADA hopes Newcastle County will join this growing list. Thank you for your consideration. And also, one further point. I'm also a teacher. I'm the president of the Red Clay Education Association Teachers Union. There are some in my profession who have this jaded sense of cynicism when we see a child with behavioral issues. And we have to correct this problem. When we go in the faculty lounge and say, we know that kid's going to be in jail in 10 years.
30 seconds.
We have something to do here. This is a step. We know that employment helps decrease crime. The county can take a very proactive step here in banning the box. I, as a teacher, look forward to seeing this happen. Thank you.
Council, you have any remain, sir?
Yeah. Please. Thank you for your comments.
Councilmember Smiley?
I would just suggest you may want to look, because I would venture this could probably be done by executive order and doesn't require council action.
Thank you.
I'm not a lawyer, but I would venture that's how it could be done.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Next. Please state your name for the record. You have 3 minutes.
Hi, I'm Brian Boyle, and I'm tonight speaking on behalf of the ACLU of Delaware, also in support of Ban the Box. The ACLU of Delaware encourages the reentry of ex-offenders back into society and thus supports efforts to ban the box here in Delaware for non-uniformed Newcastle County employees. Employers that ask about criminal history in the initial job application make it very difficult for former offenders to gain employment and fully re-enter society. In addition, due to the significant racial disparities in arrest and incarceration rates, racial minorities are disproportionately excluded from job opportunities that screen out applicants with criminal histories. Ban the Box is consistent with the county's objective of hiring the most qualified applicants because it broadens the pool of candidates for jobs and helps ensure that hiring decisions are made based on relevant qualifications. So in closing, the ACLU of Delaware supports Ban the Box efforts and is happy to help the council in implementing this policy. Thank you.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record. You have 3 minutes, please.
Hi, my name is Mary Crowley, and I'm also speaking on behalf of Delaware Americans for Democratic Action in support of banning the box. Councilman, in response to your question, I would like to open by stating my pleasure to learn that the city of Wilmington had passed through executive order last December to ban the box within the city of Wilmington, and I truly hope that Newcastle County will do the same. Once Americans are labeled as felons, they become trapped in a second-class status that is difficult to escape, long after they have served their time. According to the National Employment Law Project, an estimated 65 million Americans, one in four adults, have a criminal record that may show up on routine background check. I'm here tonight to ask Newcastle County to follow the City of Wilmington's example to ban the box in recognition of the unique set of challenges the Newcastle County residents who possess a criminal record face when attempting to reenter the workforce and become a productive, contributing member of society. I think it's important to remember that we need to get out of the habit of labeling people as felons and rather as our neighbors and our fellow citizens of Newcastle County and the state of Delaware who have committed a felony. People are more than the worst actions that they have ever committed, and I think that it's important to recognize their human dignity in our employment practices in a non-discriminatory way. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your consideration.
Thank you. Anything on the other council? Councilman Pro Tem Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to go on the public record in support of the application brought forward by Mr. Matthews, Mr. Boyle, and Ms. Cawley for obvious reasons that they mentioned. Also, I serve on the Hope Commission, where we are firsthand recognizing recidivism here in Newcastle County, Delaware, and the fact that there's a new, not-so-new book out now titled The New Jim Crow. And there was a forum held just on Sunday with African-American judges, seven African-American judges here in Delaware, to talk about the impact of the criminal justice system. And if you listen to those justices, they all agree that it needs to be fixed. And I think it's one small token that's been done here in Wilmington that the box be banned. So I just want to go on the public record to say that I support their initiative.
I join you in support of this initiative. As you know, Councilmember Hollins, you and I, and the late State Representative Hazel Plant, former State Senator Charlie Copeland, we founded and formed the Delaware Coalition on Prison Reform and Justice several years ago, and this was one of our major issues that we worked on as relates to incarceration rate, suitable public health in the institution, et cetera, et cetera. So this is something that I think we need to consider, and I'm going on record with you as well in support of Ban the Box. Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, PP. I also commend the speakers tonight for bringing this issue to our attention. You know, before they approached us tonight, I wasn't even aware, you know, that box was there. I, too, join you and Councilman Hollins, you know, to remove that box, and hopefully we can approach the exec's office and decide where that power may lie. But, you know, certainly they've heard from three of us at least tonight that we'd like to see that removed.
Thank you, Councilmember Tackett. Councilmember Street.
It's going to be surprising coming from me, but I call him like I see him. Conceptually, I agree. I'm also an employer wearing my other hat. And I employ people who work with children. I want to know. In the instant matter, I urge you to proceed cautiously because we, too, work with children. Our libraries, predominance of the services, a lot of the services, not predominance of, but a lot of the services, community services, you have people working directly with children. I think we need to know from the beginning. So I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but I got to call them like I see them. I'm as concerned and have been involved in issues related to recidivism and prison reform and all those things pertaining there too for an extended period of time. But when it comes to children, I think we need to proceed with caution. And if the recommendation is that proceed with caution as relates to uniform employees, I'm quite frankly concerned about what's going on with our children just as much as I'm concerned about uniform employees.
Thank you, Councilmember Street. Anyone else have any comments on that issue or anything else on the other?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, public, for coming out.